This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As we know, just last Friday, a week ago, Brock Purdy got a brand new contract.
Yeah.
He gets a 5-year deal. It puts him as like the 8th or 9th on an annual basis highest paid quarterback in the league. And so James Palmer was on with Kay Adams, and she was talking to him about Patrick Mahomes and could a restructure be on the horizon?
I think Patrick is, like I mentioned, the comparison to Brady, the amount of money they make off the field, they put into account and what they do in terms of hamstringing a team on the field in terms of salary cap. I would say we know this contract is so unique compared to every other deal in the NFL with the length of it, with the terms. I'll say this, Kay, like the relationship between Patrick and the front office and the constant communication of like, are you happy? Are you good where you're at? Is very, very good. And he will always be compensated accordingly. But I do know that he thinks of things a little bit differently. I think he'll be completely fine with what's to come.
For what's to come. He is going to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL at some point. He pretty much already is. This is the funniest thing about his contract. Based on money he's being paid this year, based on money he was paid last year, Gold,
yeah.
They always find a way to get him paid. They just try, if they can, negotiate the contract in a way that massages it towards
the
cap.
And he's understanding of that. Like that, yeah. He's always spoken about, hey, while recognizing, you know, continuing to move the quarterback market forward and not causing basically problems for anybody else in terms of how he negotiates. But at the same time, he's all about legacy, and he wants to make sure his contract is structured so that they can continue to build a championship team around him. He's very cognizant of that. And I'm not saying other quarterbacks aren't, but that's why they did the 10-year deal with the rolling guarantee mechanisms, I mean, that are built into that. And so whatever a new contract or extension looks like, it will have, I'm sure, very similar flexibility involved to where, yeah, don't worry, he's not going to be the 20th highest paid quarterback in football or 15th. He'll be one of the top two or three initially, and then it'll fall off over time. Because right now, he's obviously outside the top 10 on a per
yeah.
It's weird, as you said, like on a per year basis. But
the money he's paid this year, correct. He's like the highest paid quarterback.
Right, right.
So like, yeah, the per year, he looks a little bit lower, but you and I both know, Gold, that that's not exactly the way that it works typically in this contract. At what point does an NFL team with a guy like Patrick Mahomes consider essentially the Shohei deal? They can't do deferrals, but they can do dead money years. Where, Gold, I wouldn't care if I was paying Patrick Mahomes $5 million 20 years from now on a deferred deal. That amount of money against my cap would essentially mean nothing based on where the cap will be 15 years from now. At what point will an NFL team at quarterback decide, hey, I'm going to get you all your money, every cent you're owed, every penny you're owed, but let's take a haircut now and let's swing for the damn fences, my guy. Let's put as many people around you as we can. Is there a point in the NFL that somebody's going to try that? It only just now started happening in baseball regularly, where teams like the Dodgers realize the financial benefit of paying this person 5 years from now, 10 years from now, slowly over a 20-year time period.
Well, the NFL
does the organization and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL doesn't allow deferrals.
They allow dead years.
You can do that's their equivalent to that. You can do the dead years, but it's not, you can't do deferrals in the same way baseball is totally.
I honestly think that both sports should get rid of those altogether. I should not be allowed to add dummy years on the contract. You should have to risk the contract that you're taking. I think it ruins part of the strategy. It ruins it. Like, I'm a GM who can make a mistake and then can afford that mistake over time. And so, like, there's part of me that really does wonder whether or not that's kind of a misidentification from a lot of these leagues. Major League Baseball in particular has got to find a way to cap it. But sometimes these dead years, as you know, they've gotten down into the, like, four dead years camp.
They have, but not. I would have to look.
How long till we get 20 dead years down the road?
Yeah, I'd have to look on what that would mean for the star players. What I mean by that is, like, in baseball, the only people that are truly getting deferred usually are like Otani and these big contracts. In the NFL, what's the largest dead cap number? Do we know? Or dead, you know, void years or whatever that's on a number? Because we're just talking about a different stratosphere of numbers. Not to mention in baseball, we know there's not a cap. NFL teams are not going to want to kick it down the road 20 years because the cap will still exist in 20 years. In baseball, the Dodgers can do it because they don't worry about the limitation that's going to have for them in 15 years or 10 years. There's never going to be any caps. They're never going to be like, man, we can't spend any money because we already allocated $70 million this year.
The cap's going so much. I think they can get around
20 years, though, down the road. 10 years. I think that's a bit much. I hear you, but I don't think the NFL will get to that point.
I'm just asking whether or not there are people. Know. And like some of the for the same reasons Bobby Bonilla took it, which is, you know, somewhat obvious, I guess, is you're guaranteeing, like, for all the stories, sadly, the stories gold we've had to hear over the years of, hey, they went broke 5 years after leaving the league, all this other stuff. You can protect, essentially, that you'll always have money coming in for as long as you want. They have, there were 73 contracts last year that are set to void in 2024. So, like, a year ago, they had 74 contracts that had void years added to them. So the number is going up. $15 million being the largest amount of dead money on void years in the NFL last year, but the number is set to go up. So, like, it just kind of depends. Kirk Cousins has some void years added on to the end of his contract. Now, look, he's not towards the end, but he definitely has void years. And so the real question is whether or not – I understand it's not out of control yet. I'm just asking, at some point, is a team going to make that same decision that we were talking about that eventually happened in baseball, and you're like, hey, man, would you mind getting paid for, you know, X number of years after? Because it's essentially just cap manipulation. They always know the cap's going to go up. They can just outrun it forever is their thought.
Coming up here in just a bit, we'll talk with Jake Eisenberg, Royals play-by-play broadcaster. We'll get his perspective on this series against the Twins. We'll talk to him a little bit more about Jack Caglione as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.